From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. And we begin this hour in Iraq. The country's political battles have subsided for the moment, with the announcement of a new government approved by Parliament this week. But the country's culture war rages on. The fight is between religious political parties, the Islamists, against secular Iraqis, long part of the country's social fabric. It's a struggle to define the country's identity, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
We're driving through the streets of Baghdad on a hunt for billboards.
This is another one saying, Baghdad won't be Kandahar.
Nazar Hussein, a filmmaker, is the guide. The billboard project, hundreds of billboards, appeared unannounced across the city a few days ago. Here, on one of the major avenues of the capital, we find many samples, with a campaign slogan, Liberty First, spelled out in black and white.
It says, religion for God and country for everybody.
It's a big white poster with black Arabic script. It's really simple. It's just a simple little message.
Yeah, it's simple because it's like this. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Is that unusual in Iraq to see?
It's the first time to see such kind of campaigns in Baghdad.
For the first time, Iraq's secular community is feeling strong enough to fight back in public against what it sees as religious excess.
I guess it's important to send a message to them. Even if it's simple, that we can say no.
There have been street demonstrations against the recent ban on alcohol sales and the shuttering of nightclubs. Now a publishing company has sponsored the billboard campaign. The message reflects the growing alarm over recent measures to banish music and dance from the curriculum at Baghdad's Fine Arts Academy, remove statues at the college deemed indecent, shut an annual arts festival in Babylon and an international circus in Basra.
This kind of attempt gives serious and dangerous signs.
That's Maysoon Damluji with Iraqiya, a political party that ran on a secular agenda.
Iraqis are Muslims, there's no doubt. I mean, the vast majority of them. But they don't like to have religion imposed on them.
Who is doing the imposing is a matter of debate. The Minister of Education, who banned drama and music studies, he's been replaced by a minister known for his secular outlook. The Prime Minister allowed bars and nightclubs to reopen in 2008, but he didn't overrule the latest edict by the Baghdad municipal government. Hundreds of supporters of radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr marched, and new posters appeared to thank the Baghdad Council for saving the city from indecency. While some Iraqis ask, just who is trying to impose conservative Islamic codes? Damluji sees Iran's hand in the recent crackdown.
I think this is all flexing of muscles by neighboring countries who are taking advantage of the withdrawal of the American troops and trying to show that they are in charge of Iraqi politics.
On most nights, a group of men gathers at the Hiwar Art Gallery in Baghdad around an open fire pit where river fish are roasting. These meetings are a form of political protest, they say, just like the street demonstrations they attend against those who aim to curb their freedoms. This collection of Iraq's most famous artists come to recite bawdy poetry, sing traditional songs, and drink arak, this country's signature milky white cocktail. Qasem Sabti, the gallery owner, presides over this dedicated group of secularists who want to fight for the soul of the country.
We know it's fighting between the religious foolish man against the civilization man. And we know that we're fighting like Gandhi. And this is a new language in Iraqi life. Because just we have no guns. We are, you know, really, we are not believe in this kind of fighting.
As the evening call to prayer rings out from the neighborhood mosques, a quiet song begins that gets louder and louder than the prayers when everyone joins in. Deborah Amos, NPR News.